Final Rune Productions presents The Cleansed, Season 3, Episode 10, Gog and Magog. Previously on The Cleansed.
It is the opening move in the final saga. A declaration for the final act, Job. Armageddon. We must toll the bell for Armageddon.
Yes!
Citizens of Corinth, we've all been very, very bad. We're going to put you in the eye of our most incredible Nova weapon. A nightmare flame that will burn this little hamlet to ash.
Damn!
Calm yourself, Lucian. Focus.
Focus on what?
You know what we have to do.
I know what I have to do. I gotta take down Paul.
And all of us come with you.
That's it? You're admitting defeat?
The opposite. I have faith that this is all going to pan out. It's just not my part to play right now.
Okay. I guess that makes sense.
Just stay cool.
Zeke! Wolves! You have a new master! Hail Lord Zeke!
And now, Gog and Magog. Babel Tower, upper floor, Paul's improvised command center.
Paul! Paul! Paul!
You rush, my child.
Paul, they say the object of the Lord's wrath, it is growing weak. The light you shone upon those unbelievers, and now the barrage of arrows he throws upon us, they are weakening our light. It is dimming.
Have faith, my child.
Faith? Yes, of course, Paul, of course. I have faith. I have nothing but faith. Still, don't we have a multitude gathering in the street below, people who have heard the wolf say that he will burn us all forever? He has a great weapon, too.
He does.
They saw him attack you, and you attacked him. And the Lord's wrath did not prevail. They fear.
Do you fear, Job?
Paul, I, Job,
you have followed me a long time.
Yes, Paul. Since you were so young.
You found me as a lost babe in the woods, needing a flock to take me in. You did that. You took me in. Raised me as your own. Like the baby Moses.
Like the baby Moses. Age 10.
And what did Moses deliver unto his people?
Freedom, Paul. He took them from oppression and brought them to freedom.
As I have done for you.
Yes.
And do you remember the Red Sea?
Yes, of course. When the Israelites are taking flight from Egypt, the Pharaoh and his army make to overtake them by chariot. When the children of Israel saw the sea before them, many were afraid.
And did the Lord deliver his people?
A pillar of fire and cloud separated the Egyptians from the children of Israel. Moses raised his staff, and the sea unfurled before him like a flag let loose on the breeze. A path was made for his people who passed through unharmed. And the sea closed on top of the unrighteous.
See, Job?
The Lord tests us. The wolf and his army, they are like the Egyptians. And the Lord tests the fear in our heart. But in the end, they will be washed away.
Yes. The unrighteous will be washed away in the cleansing light of the Lord's wrath, the Nova weapon. But not before our faith is tested.
I am so sorry, Paul, for ever questioning.
Look into your heart and pray for guidance.
Yes.
Turn on the speakers. I want all our disciples to hear.
You what?
Tell them of your faith. Then I will tell them what is to come.
Of course.
the streets of Corinth.
Let us in! You called us! We are the cleansed!
We're the cleansed!
Yes, we are the cleansed!
Let us in! Please. Let us in!
We are the cleansed!
We are the cleansed!
We are the
cleansed! Let us in!
Children, listen to me. Those who are left, those who have seen the cleansing fire of violence. When the world was broken, the world fell into two tribes, those who believed in the coming of Christ and those who saw no purpose in the bloodshed, no reason, no plan. But children, there was a plan. There was always a plan. The Lord Father, God, cleaned away the unbelievers from the world. What was complicated, he made uncomplicated. Those who were many became the few. You have been tested. You have been tested down to the last bit of your being which remains. And now, the Lord Jesus asks just one last trial for you before the plan is finally revealed. See, beyond, upon the open water, where there stands the glorious Lady of Liberty, and beyond, the cruel weapon they call the Citadel, the fortress of the wolf. You have heard him speak, have you not? The wolf has turned tail to run. He has one last snap of his jaws left before the Lord will cast him forever to the lake of fire. He has a mighty weapon, a weapon he says is mightier than even my own, and he claims he will lay waste to this city until there is only ash beneath. You heard this, did you not, my children? My cleansed. God's final test is before us. We shall witness whether the wolf shall prevail, whether there shall be a final cleansing fire in which we are all destroyed, or if the Lord sees fit that the wolf shall instead be destroyed. So now, children, knowing this, we pray. Dear Lord Almighty, who looks down upon us in his wisdom, hear our prayer tonight. Circle your arms around this city. Protect us. Protect us from the wolf, and cast him forevermore into the lake of fire. Amen.
Amen. And look, there it is, the missile.
Shh.
My God.
I told you, he would protect us.
That looked like it was the Citadel itself. The noble weapon. The missile that was intended for us, it exploded aboard the ship.
So it did.
Does this mean the wolf is dead? Hallelujah! The wolf is dead! The wolf is dead! The wolf is dead!
Quiet!
What? Paul, surely I speak the truth.
We should not revel. We should not.
Paul! Paul, are you okay?
You know he speaks truth. Saul is dead.
How can this be? You promised. There is to be a great final battle.
I did not lie. The battle is coming.
I feel him. I feel him missing. Like someone has cut away a limb.
You never needed him, Paul.
You knew this, didn't you? You took him away from me.
Did I not promise to test your faith? To show you a miracle? The cleansing fire is not finished.
No! This has gone on long enough. I will not listen to you anymore!
Paul, you need to think carefully about this.
Get out of my head!
Paul! Paul, are you okay? Paul!
Lock the doors. Keep them away. Scatter these people.
This is our flock. We welcome them. We invited them to join us. It is time to celebrate, to rejoice. The wolf is dead.
No! No! Don't you understand? Don't you understand, Job? The wolf and the lamb
We must both exist, or there shall be neither!
No, Paul, I do not...
Scatter the people, I say!
Master Paul, they're beating on our door! They will not be stopped!
Then we lower our shields, and you will fight them away yourself!
What, Lord?
Did I not speak clearly? You will fight the rabble by hand to fist, bone to bone, blood to blood. Show them that the Lord will not be repelled by such riffraff.
Okay. Lord Paul, as you wish.
Paul, I don't understand.
Where the wolf falls, another rises in his place. Do you not see?
I see. Only... yes. The sea is parting.
The citadel stands. Only the true orb of Abraham can disrupt the Nova beam.
The Nova? What?
We must concentrate all power to the tower so that we strike at last and forever. We annihilate the citadel and banish the wolf to the lake of fire forever.
But the wolf is... I thought you said...
Get me all the power the Lord's wrath can command. Bring it here. We will see whose power is the stronger. I was promised, Father. I was promised I would see a miracle in my life, and now I command you. Deliver unto me what was promised.
Lord Paul, I don't know how long I can hold them back.
What do you mean?
We can see. Turn on the video screen.
Hey, Paul! Paul! I'm coming for you! Time to dance!
It's a blasphemer!
Go help him, Job.
What, Paul?
Saul, the centurion. He is my left hand. You are my right. Strike with both fists.
But I'm no warrior.
You are a Christian soldier. Do you dare turn your back on him now?
No, Paul, but...
Quiet, Job! I need silence. I must speak with the Father. The great final act of cleansing must happen. The Lord's sword will rain down from heaven.
Yes, of course.
Move, Job. Move quickly. The wind of all the angels blows at your back.
Farewell, Paul.
Outside Babel Tower.
The wolf is dead! The wolf is dead!
Paul is next!
Lucian, slow down!
No time, Queen. I need to get through the door before they close it again.
You can't. You can't take on everyone.
There's only one bastard who needs killing.
Okay.
The Lord has changed his mind. You are not worthy. You must go home. Go home, or we'll be forced.
Bullshit!
The Lord has spoken to me, and he has told me. He is communing with the Father. You are to disperse while he awaits his answer.
He promised! The Lamb promised!
Push through him! He's just one guy!
Quiet! Don't listen to
him! He's not telling you all the crap Paul is made of, is he? He's not telling you that Paul is a man that leaves kids to die in the soup!
Quiet! Hey, quiet! Everyone let go!
What is he talking about?
We do not want to hurt you, but we will if you won't turn back.
I say we take the tower back! Who's with me? Take the tower back!
Take the tower back! Take the tower back! Take the tower back!
Get back!
Take the tower back!
Back! Okay!
Lord Paul said not to use weapons upon them. Hands and fists only.
Then you go ahead and...
Silbies! Charge! Follow Lucian. We'll take the tower back.
Who are you? You're not the Lamb.
I'm Queenie. My people, we're the Subies.
Why should we follow you?
The man in that tower just used his weapon to destroy Sector 14. Now he turns you from his tower. What do you owe him? My people have lived in the soup for years because we have been terrified about what was happening up here. We preferred to hide than to change things. That changes today. We are sick of living at the whims of madmen and soldiers. Today, we take the tower back.
Take the tower back!
Take the Take the tower back! Take the tower back! Take the tower back! Take the tower back!
Okay. I need to think clearly. I need to know what my lord demands. All energy must be concentrated. So that means... turn off the power to the elevators. Okay. Next must be the light. It will be dark, but the believers can persevere. Let us try that next. Okay. Last is the cameras. I must find the blasphemer so then I can fight him. He's climbing. Level 8. 9. 10. I'm a story.
Hey, you! You kill a man in cold blood and then run? You want to give a message to Paul? Tell him to come down and fight me? Or are you scared?
You will fall soon, blasphemer. Finally!
I must get back. There must be a way to stop them. I can close the doors!
Hey, is that you? You kill a bunch of people, and then when they fight back, you run. You're a chicken shit, just like Paul.
You will not defile his name!
Is that the same knife you used to kill that man? You wanted a place to hide his family?
Paul saved me!
He saved me too. Then he tried to kill me. Did he tell you that?
You are the blasphemer!
That's what they tell me. I don't want to hurt you. This isn't between me and you.
Have you seen him? Have you looked into that man's eyes?
Hell yeah.
Then how? How can you see him and not recognize him for who he is? The one true Lord and Redeemer?
Because he's a counterfeit. He looks the look. He walks the walk. But inside, he's just a man like me and you.
No. You speak lies. Lies! This is why they call you the blasphemer!
Strong bastard! You worked on the Slur crew, right? You remember Don? You remember him? And he died for nothing! And you'll die like him too!
No! You're right, blasphemer! It's time for you to be silenced! The Lord has spoken, and the Lord will silence you! You ruined everything! Paul! Paul has never been right since the night at the chapel! You brought the devil to us! You brought evil! And now you will die, blasphemer!
Stop! Get away from him, or you're a dead man!
I don't believe it. Amos, we saw you shot down.
Jesus brought me back. Do you believe that? The real Jesus?
No, Paul. Paul is Jesus.
Paul left me to die.
No, I don't believe it. You're a liar. Liar!
Let me show you my wounds.
No. No, get away from me, you ward of evil! God will strike you down. God will! He will! He will!
Oh, man!
Whew. I tell you, Lucian, without me, you'd be in big trouble.
Oh, no kidding. So you with me then? We're going?
Where's Queenie?
Down below, with the Subies.
Good. It needs to be just you and me up there.
What do you mean?
You'll understand, Lucian. Just let me take the lead, okay?
I can't promise anything, Amos.
Sachem told me a few things about how this will play out. And I want to see it through. Is that okay?
Yeah, I guess.
Good. It's only a few more floors up.
Oh, God.
Father, I wait for you. You said I was the chosen one. You told me that when the wolf was through, that I would have this world. And now I wait for you to deliver upon your promises.
All right. Show's over, Paul.
Lucian. And is that Amos? Beautiful Amos. The Lord saves the children.
It wasn't the Lord, Paul. It was Sachem. You remember him, don't you? Because he remembered you.
Was he the man whom my brother Saul decided to bathe in flames? The brother of the so-called prophet? Yes, I remember these things. The devil made me do it. That's what they say, isn't it?
So it's all true. You and Saul are brothers.
We're brothers. I think Saul is dead.
Then what the hell are you doing now?
Making sure.
You're gonna blow up the citadel after all? Why?
Because it is prophecy. There is something I must have answered. I'm glad you came. Job must be dead?
Yeah. Him and the other guy you tried to have kill me.
Don't you understand that all of this was a test, Lucian? You are far and away the greatest of all the believers. You questioned your faith. You tested your belief. And in the end, you are the one who gets to stand here to bear witness.
Paul, stop talking.
Give him a chance, Lucian.
What? Why, man?
We shall see if the prophecy the Father gave me was true. If so, then the whole city is ours. To reign forever and ever. Isn't that what you always wanted? To rebuild this fallen world? Please. I have tested the faith of so many people. Now we test mine. We shall see. Amos, would you do me the honor?
Leave him out of it.
The boy has died and come back to life. I think he can speak for himself. Amos, will you unleash the Nova weapon upon the wolf?
Yes, Paul.
Amos, what are you doing?
Revealing the truth.
I thought we were...
We are, Lucian. Watch.
Agreed. Let us all watch.
Just this? This little button?
Just that.
Citadel flight deck. Hell has broken loose.
You've trained me well, Prophet. Trained me to care about no one and nothing save to reach my own ends. I have one last thing to do, John, and that is to kill you. After that, I will be free. You will hang there, John. Whatever you did to stop the Nova, we will fix it. We will destroy this city and then move on, wiping the world away, purifying it for all but the true people, the cleansed.
Zeke! Why kill Prophet when what you want is this orb?
Luke! Luke, what the hell are you doing here?
Ending this.
You aim to tempt me with what?
Your destiny. I found this orb deep within the earth, where Saul and Paul were born. And even then, it called to me.
Take me, Luke. Let me flow through you.
Luke, what are you doing? It spoke to me, and now it wants to speak to you, Zeke.
No, it can't.
Zeke, you know you can't kill me.
No, get it away from me.
It tells me that you're the only one who can carry it. I'm not worthy.
He speaks the truth, Zeke. I want you. I want to unleash myself through your body. We can destroy this world. You and I. Reduce it to nothing but ash. That's what you want, isn't it? To leave smoke and ashes.
I only ask for the life of my sister. Let Maria go.
Why? Why would you give such power away for the sake of a sister?
This power is too strong for me to bear.
Then give it to me.
Luke, I thought you would be the one who freed me. Luke!
I can feel. It is warm, so warm.
You know what this will do to you.
I know what I will do to you once I have the power.
And we'll see. My father once told me of a friend he lost in a landslide. How they were tempting the mountain, and then suddenly the mountain collapsed down upon them. You cannot stop a mountain. Mankind, at its peak, could peck away at the world but not truly change its orbit. There are times when you stare at something so great, so vast, that you realize you stand naked and defenseless against eternity. If you can be brave in that moment and see that your vulnerability is freedom, then you can witness what truly is. When Zeke touched that glowing orb, that mystery created by man, perhaps, but touching in the eternal, the infernal, there was a voice. A voice like none other. And of all of it, our long and painful journey, it is that voice which has stayed with me. Was it real? Why, though what it said was so chilling, why did it warm my soul?
It is time to purify you, Zeke. To purify you and all of them.
Who? No, no! I feel alive! I feel great power! I can destroy everything!
Luke, get the hell away!
It's killing him!
Not quickly enough! Come on!
Get to the helicopter! Quickly!
Prophet!
Run! Maria, run!
No! I can't! Not like last time! You can't do this to me!
Maria, come on! I won't leave you again!
But we can't leave Prophet!
He's hanging from the cross he made!
How? Tell me! How did you know we would all come here? How did you know?
I knew if you all still thought I was alive, you'd come here. You'd do what needed to be done. Okay? Now go! Maria!
Where are you? Mark! Luke! I can't see! It's too bright!
The helicopter! Over here!
Please, Mark! Mark!
I love you.
What?
Maria, I love you, and we might die out here. But we die together.
Together.
Maria! Mark! Come on!
But not without Luke!
Prophet, I finally get to kill you!
Zeke, I'm sorry.
What good is your apology? What matters is what happened! I was given this world of shit, and you abandoned me in it!
Give me the power, Zeke. It's killing you.
No! I will never give anything to you! Nothing except for death!
I speak now through the conduit of the Lord Father, who has given unto me the Nova weapon, to wipe the scourge of evil from this world once and for all. Now, wolf, whether you bear the name of Saul or some other devil, it is time for you to be banished to the depths of hell!
Why am I hearing him? How can he do that?
The end. It's just about here. Mark! Maria, get in!
Yeah!
Okay, we're coming!
Okay, I got the thing running, but I have no clue how to fly it!
Maria, I nominate you!
I never flew a real one, but there was one at the refuge, and Dad showed me how it worked. It was kind of like this?
Oh, God!
Okay. There's a good chance we'll die.
Either we die flying away or on the landing strip of this boat.
Given the choice, I'd rather die flying.
Okay. Here we go, then.
They're getting away! Stop!
No, you won't!
No! 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 Give it back! Give it back!
Come on now! You're getting out of here!
No! You can't! You took it! You need to die!
I will die, Zeke, but not by your hands! Not now! Stop! Stop! Wait!
Prophet!
Take Zeke!
What?
Take him!
All right! You next!
No!
What?
Get in here!
Gloria, I'm sorry we didn't have more time together. I'm sorry you have to see this twice, but this time it's for real!
John! John! John!
Get out of here!
Let's fly, Mar!
But John!
Fly!
Time to finish what we started.
It's so beautiful!
No, Daniel, take a lifeboat. There's 100 lifeboats. Take one and make a new life for yourself.
No, I just need to touch you. What? No!
There is a clear beyond space and time, where all dimensions are one, where the rise and fall of human civilizations is but the buzzing of a gadfly. It is to this beyond where John now steps, confronting what is here, the voice.
Finally, John, we meet again, dear brother.
No, Shadow, you died.
I died and was born again, then I died again. And now let's just say I'll delight in this. Let's watch everything burn, don't you think? Just like old times.
A miracle was promised.
And I will deliver.
The end times.
The Lake of Fire.
Entropy in a single moment. A limitless source of energy across theoretically infinite universes. A supernova. Of supernovas.
It will be a pretty sight.
And isn't it time we all watched it burn?
Back to hell with all of you!
There's nothing you can do now, John. Only watch. We're only waiting for...
Father.
Yes, Paul, finally. Do it!
No.
What do you mean, no? This is your time. The Nova weapons were meant to be combined. We have two. We need the third. Entropy demands it.
It is the only way.
I demand it.
You used me! You never intended for me to be a god!
Oh, Paul. Paul, who thinks there is a place for gods in the world of men?
Whatever voice you are in whatever world you came from, you have finished Project Genesis. And the answer is this. You created me, carved me from flesh and mind to be a false idol. And now that idol turns to dust. John Prophet, take that orb and drown it in the sea.
No!
Yes! You know how it works. If all three Nova weapons combine, they will unlock the clouds, the seas, the earth, the light of the sun, of worlds, of all worlds. But with the Master Orb, you can destroy them. Aim that beam, John, and the Nova weapon will shatter. They will go back to the hell from which they were born.
I can. Just need to focus the ray at the other weapon. Their energies will shatter and... No!
John! John!
Hold fast, John! Maria! Hold fast!
It's a ball of lightning! As big as the ship, and now it's coming this way, you guys! You guys!
I got it! I got it! I think I can swerve around the... Oh, God! Shit! 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 We're going down!
Keep steady! Keep steady!
It took it away from me, the power.
I gave you something else, Zeke. Your life.
Who wants life?
Look at that!
I can't see!
A huge tidal wave!
Oh my God. It's headed for the city!
There's nothing we can do!
All those people are still going to die!
There's nothing we can do about it! The best I can do is keep us from... Okay, that's it! That's it! Hold on!
Babel Tower, upper floor. The last act.
It is done. But for what? We have cracked open the earth. And look what we have created. A tidal wave comes upon this city to wipe us all clean. Now I see the truth of it. This is not my game. I am but a pawn. Like you, Amos. But at least your heart is pure.
Hey, Paul! I'm not finished with you!
I was promised so much.
This world is an ocean of broken promises.
There is only one way to redeem myself now.
I wait for you here.
We both do.
Children, I say once more, run to the tower. Climb it. The cleansing tide is coming, and all those who stand in gutters and alleyways will be swept away. Relish the world that has been given to you, for I will not be here to guide you in it. You have no one to guide you now, but yourselves. Farewell.
Paul! He just jumped! Amos, what the hell?
There are things here, Lucian, that are beyond understanding.
You got that right.
Good God. Looks like you two have been through a lot. What happened to Paul?
He jumped 44 floors to see if he could fly.
And did he?
He did us a good measure is what he did. The height of this tower might be what saves us.
What?
Look, a tidal wave is coming.
Sachem warned me that if all the weapons combined, it would move the earth.
That wave is as tall as most of the buildings. We only got maybe half our people in the tower. Everyone who's still on the ground, they'll drown.
Yeah. Let's just appreciate what we have. You're one hell of a kid. Not scared of dying.
That's life in the soup.
The soup. Fun times, huh? Watching each other's backs.
Lightening up some wallets.
Sneaking around and fighting for Paul. That damn fool. I'm sorry I let you down, Amos. We should have never left you.
You didn't let me down, Lucian. You did what you had to do. We all did.
The water. It's going back. How well do you think they built this thing?
Look, that building's falling down.
Whoa! Oh, all right. We're still standing.
There are a lot of people in a lot of buildings.
And a lot of water still.
We learned to live underground. I guess now we'll learn to live above water. Well, that's a step up from total annihilation. And we have someone who's used to digging out rubble.
Yeah. Full circle, I guess. I suppose we ought to get to work.
If you'd told me 16 years ago that I was going to live to see the end of the world, I would have laughed. We all would have. I mean, end of the world? What is it exactly? It's not like the world ended. The world just sobered up. It had been living in a fantasy for a long time. A fantasy of airplanes and apps and McMansions and Kardashians. Not this kind of relentless grind that wore on your spirit until there was no fluff left. When you no longer had a job, who were you? When you no longer had a house or a car to drive, and your clothes were as tattered as everyone else's, what was your status exactly? Once you were wiped away to shit, who were you within? I thought I knew the answer to all this. I thought I'd lost everything. And it's easy, you know, when you've lost everything. Then you got nothing keeping you going. But when you've got people that depend on you, it's something else. Then you drag one tired foot after another tired foot. You trudge through the grime even as the cold sucks out the last bit of your soul. Why? What are you going for? What purpose? Do these people who depend on you, do they really notice? If you collapsed, would the world end, or would you just get marked up as one more casualty to... Yeah, see, but that's where the demons lie. You shut them all down. Duty is not grace drizzled from on high. It's one foot slogging after another foot.
In the wilds near the refuge, a bitter wind picks up as the sky unleashes rain and hail.
We can't make it through this, Chad. We need shelter. I mean, I don't want to die out here.
Where else would you rather die?
In a warm bed holding hands with my kids.
If you ever want to see your kids again, David, you better keep walking.
I can't, Chad. I'm so tired.
Damn it, man!
Look, I don't have another march left in
me. David, you need to march. We have 20 miles left to go. We can make it tonight, but not if you can't walk.
It's fine. You can leave me.
We don't leave our own.
What are you kidding? I'm just your neighbor.
You're a member of our tribe.
It's so nice down here. I can feel spring is coming, and it's just around the corner.
David! Damn it, David!
Let me.
Kubrick? The attacker?
Give me some of those branches. We can make up a stretcher.
Why? You'd see us all dead.
You were a soldier, right? You know where I'm coming from.
Yes?
The enemy has changed. The enemy is me. Let me do something to fix what I've done to you.
I don't trust you.
I didn't ask for your trust. I asked to help carry this man a few miles.
All right. I'll tell yours to move on. They know how to find it. You know what you're doing.
Yes. Let me borrow your hatchet.
My hatchet?
Damn it, if I was gonna tomahawk you, I'd have done it by now. I need to even out these poles so we can use them.
All right. Who's that? We've got you, David.
Is that you, Prophet? You rotten shit! It's because of you, all of this! Sam, I can't believe you slept with that man! Yeah, you bore his daughter!
Quiet now.
You can say your piece to Prophet later, David. Right now we're going. One step, another step, one step.
We're not making enough progress. We need to bed down.
Not out here. We won't survive. We won't!
To be devoured by wolves, what a fate.
You don't understand the wolves. They are our brothers.
You, a tree worshiper. I guess that makes sense. Any real god would abandon you way out here.
When man went away, the scars of his presence started to heal. The coyotes were among the first. The wolf was killed in this land hundreds of years ago, but a coyote, who is part dog, becomes something like that old great beast. Someone who protects the forest, who howls cries of freedom in the eternal night. You wish to live here? Then bow and scrape in reverence of nature, for it is at her bequest that we find a place in this terrible land. Up there, up on that ridge, I think I see... Call me a fool?
What?
That dog, up there. She's an alpha. Look at her coat.
Beautiful.
She's a special one. She reminds me of Caitlin. My wife.
She who fell.
We climb that ridge. Then we rest.
Well, the wolves have scattered. If that's what you wanted.
No, what I wanted was... There, look!
Where?
Under that copse of trees.
Looks like a door.
Shelter.
Hello?
There's no one here.
Of course. Of course not.
Why would there be?
There's a chair here and an old wood stove. I reckon we can get a fire going.
Do it.
Yeah.
A few hours pass. A fire cheers up the drab old cabin.
That's funny.
What?
This is Saul's station. It's gone.
You sure it's not bad reception?
He had a pretty good transmitter on that thing. Military stuff.
Where am I?
David,
You're awake.
Is this a refuge?
No. I'm not really sure where we are. A small cabin on the ridge, probably 10 miles from the refuge yet.
Lucky find.
Yes.
Where's the rest of them?
I sent them on. Kubrick stayed with me.
The murderer?
The man who saved your life.
He did?
Fashioned the stretcher that carried you and did the bulk of the lifting.
Why?
I have a deep penance to repay. That was the start.
Well, good. There's a lot to rebuild.
We'll start with lasting the night. There's a storm whipping like I have not seen in all my days. Lightning rockets across the sky, and ice, snow, and hail all rain down. If I could only paint, the colors of the sky would be worth remembering for ages. It's like a deep tourmaline bleeding with streaks of granite.
I didn't know you were a poet, Chad.
Of course I'm a poet. All those who live close to the land know its poetry. How beauty hangs on the edge of death.
Of course. Say, was there any word on the kids?
No. The sat phone is dead. Though Kubrick found a radio.
All that is on is sweet static. Saul and Paul are gone.
Look, there's a station. I used to listen to way back when.
Are you delirious, David?
I had a dream, okay? Look, hand it over. The numbers are 1003.
When I set off on this journey, I never expected to see the things I have seen. To tell the truth, I can't say whether the things I've seen were truth or imagination. We saw the ocean roar and swallow up a grand city. We saw a massive ship sink into a bath of white light and into the ocean, as if the ocean were the maw of a giant whale. On this journey, we've met so many people. People who were just people, or maybe also angels and demons. We have touched something which connected with the eternal. And we have seen the Eternal come back to eat it up. Oh, did you guys want to say anything?
We never expected to find love out here, did we?
I guess not. But is love not just a reaction to facing hatred and death? Is love not the energy that keeps things alive, that makes spring come each year? The first crocuses breaking through the last of the winter snow. In the face of all the annihilation that we have seen, it is only love that sustains us. And hopefully, only love is left.
You talk real pretty.
Well, thanks. Okay, now you're embarrassing me. Turn that thing off.
The outskirts of Corinth, beyond the reach of the tsunami that devastated the city.
You think anyone heard any of that?
I'm pretty sure the antenna and batteries are good, so maybe, if anyone was listening.
It felt really good to get that off my chest, no matter what. Get all of what happened behind me.
Yeah, it does feel good, doesn't it? Mark?
Yeah, I think it does.
What are we gonna do with Zeke?
Well, we'll see what he's like when he wakes up. If we have to keep the handcuffs on him, we will. But I hope he wants to be one of us.
Doesn't have a lot of choice, does he?
No, not really.
Hey, what's that?
What?
Out there, see?
Oh, it looks like a group of people walking.
How much further, Queenie?
We're just going as far as that train terminal. I know there's shelter there. Come on.
We need to find a place with food soon.
I know, but what do you want me to do? We have to get distance between ourselves and what's left of the topside.
I still can't believe what happened to the soup.
It was time to move out anyways. The tsunami just help clinch the deal.
But still, to think all our hiding places are flooded, and if there were people down there, they're dead.
I think most people were smart enough to get out. Hell, most of them were right there in that tower with us. The missing ones, we'll find them.
Queenie!
Yes, Amos?
There are some people up ahead.
What kind of people?
I think you'll recognize them.
We meet again.
Hi, Queenie.
You know her?
She was the one who rescued me, in the depot.
Oh.
With that other guy, where is he?
He is no doubt deep in some apartment building, looking for survivors. We are looking for food. Things are not so great back in the city. And you, did you find what you were looking for?
In a manner of speaking, yes.
Well, good.
Wait!
What?
Where are you going?
I don't know.
But they'll follow you.
The people need a queen.
We were hoping to get back home. It's a long way from here, but we want to see our parents again, our friends.
Is there food there? Enough for this multitude?
I don't know. No. I mean, not right now, but we can grow it. When spring comes, that is.
Until then, we still have our rifles. We can kill some deer, maybe. Birds. There are lots of abandoned homes around here. If we can find a place where there aren't too many people, I think we can keep ourselves alive a little while.
Sounds nice. But I think my place is here. We have a city to rebuild. Go back home. I'm sure whoever's left is looking for you.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's fine. But... Well, I was hoping we could ask you a favor.
Is that Zeke? Don't bring him near Amos.
It's okay, Queenie.
Prophet sent him with us instead of himself.
Amos, please, don't hurt me. I'm sorry for what I did to you.
No one's going to punish you, Zeke.
What?
The true voice spoke to me. It taught me that forgiveness is the first principle of good.
But I have done terrible things. I have held so much hate in my heart.
Hate is poison, Zeke, and it's made you sick. But it hasn't killed you, and you might get better. Come with us, Zeke. Will you please come with us?
Fine. My life is yours.
All right. We'll get over here. We need to keep moving. We've got people to take care of, places to go, worlds to build.
And home. Home.
Home.
You've been listening to a free podcast version of The Cleansed. Visit thecleansed.com for full cast and crew credits, original episode art, character bios, behind-the-scenes video, and more. The Cleansed is a Final Rune production. Find more free audio stories at www.finalrune.com. That's FINALRUNE.com.